Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mark Simon time from Sports Info Solutions.
Mark
joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Mark,
defensive metrics, and simply the one that I look at is wins above replacement. Defensively, still rank Lorenzo Cain as, if not the top, the second best defensive center fielder in baseball. What do the numbers at Sports Info Solutions say?
Numbers at Sports Info Solutions like him a lot. We've had him at the top of center field throughout the season. And in fact, in terms of the National League, he's got a reasonably healthy lead over Victor Robles, Ketel Marte, Harrison Bader, who he's struggled offensively and got sent to the minor leagues. There isn't a guy this year that I feel that necessarily competes with him. And I think that the combination of his sustained excellence over a whole season and the fact that I think there's this recognizability thing that he hasn't been recognized yet and that he deserves to be recognized, I think it's going to give him a very good shot at a Gold Glove this year.
Mark, we've been trying to look inside the numbers on Hader, and he has some recent struggles, and we're thinking maybe, and then Billy looked at some numbers, but it just feels like he's pitching a lot more than he did last year, but those numbers really don't bear it out.
Yeah, well, I think it seems that way because the outings are a little bit more stressful. Like last year when he would come in, the game was over in 5 minutes. He was on the mound for like 5 minutes. It'd be funny, like, we don't keep this, but it'd be kind of cool if someone did. If you had like a time of possession for the offensive team when
like
he
that.
Was on the mound, like compared to last year, I would think that you're on with what you're saying. And he's going to pitch fewer innings this year. He's going to pitch more games, which means that he's going to have to have warmed up more. He's going to have to have pitched in a lot of high stress situations, and he's put himself in some high stress situations by allowing all these home runs. I'm not sure what they should do with him at this point. I know that they've been using him very carefully this month. I might give Albers a couple of shots at it just to give Hader a little break from it.
I want to talk about this offense because they were, 0 for 10, I think it was, last night with runners in scoring position and struggling yet again today with runners in scoring position. And kind of looking at the Brewers with runners in scoring position versus, say, the Cardinals and the Cubs, and then at the same time, OPS for the Brewers versus the Cardinals and the Cubs, because I think you can look at both of them and go, they're both very critical, but a lot of people focus on that OPS, which is great, but if you can't get the big hits in big situations, that stat isn't as important anymore.
Right. I think it's a combination of two. Because there are a lot of situations where you just want the single, right? Because
right.
you have the guy on second, and you're just trying to get him in to get the run home. What you're probably upset about is what was it? Was the Cubs or the Cardinals? Well, the Cardinals are 249, the Cubs are 256, and the Cubs have the nice OPS. So I guess you were a little upset about that. I don't know that I'd worry about it too much because a lot of it is Hernan Perez, and a lot of it is Travis Shaw. Your money guy is 372 with a 769 slugging with runners in scoring position. Yaz, who we get to talk about here, is 270 and 550. Cain's down, but Cain's down across the board on everything. Kisten Hira is 244. You'd like probably that to be higher, but that's a small sample. Eric Thames is 266, 547, and you're happy with that. I think if you look at it on an individual basis and you look at the guys who are going to get the at-bats in September, I guess I conveniently left out Moustakas. He's struggling. That's the guy who would want to be big with runners in scoring position in September. And the guy's played in a lot of big games in his career last year and the time with the Royals. It's not something that I would worry about. People like in the sabermetric world don't think that you can necessarily predict what's going to happen with the runners in scoring position. That you could be lousy, and all of a sudden you could turn it on pretty good.
Talking with Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions here on the Wendy's Big Show. Mark, in your opinion, just looking at the Brewers' numbers here, starting pitching-wise, they're last in innings pitched, they're well close to last in ERA, all the main statistical numbers and strategies you're going to look for. And a grand scheme baseball question, when you look at how the game has moved, in your opinion, do you believe that some of these managers and some of these teams are basing their decisions too much off the splits third time through the order?
Good question. Probably in some cases that's happening because you're seeing guys get pulled after like 20 batters before they get to that number three hitter for the third time when they're cruising. I feel like I've seen that across the board in baseball this year, and you read about, oh, this guy had a great outing. He only went five innings. He kids say it was a great outing. He only went five. I think though with the Brewers, with what you have on that roster, unless it's Gio and Gio pitching really well, you almost have to just because there's not a lot there, especially with three guys on the disabled list. If you got all those guys healthy, I would say let them go a little bit longer. Push them in September. Push them in August and September. That's what they're kind of there for. And you probably worn out your bullpen already. So I think my long-winded answer of it is yes to an extent. The teams are definitely doing that. It's unfortunate.
Your guy Yasmani Grandal would have been the hero last night if it wasn't for the three-run shot given up by Josh Hader, but he gets his first homer in over a month time. Tell us why Yasmani Grandal is going to bust out of it here.
Because he's good. He's worth the money.
Good, it's I like that simple. Answer.
His track record is very good. I think this is the part of the season where I'd actually worry about him a little bit because if you look, and I know we did this when I worked at ESPN, that catcher offensive production significantly tails off in August and September with the number of games that they catch. So I would be a little fearful, and if the batting average comes down a little bit more, so be it. His defensive run saved, in terms of pitch framing, are still good. That's largely what he's there for. And he's given you what he was kind of supposed to give you already. And now you hope that he's got enough left in the tank. And you do have the thing that's nice is that you do have a good backup who you're not necessarily afraid to throw in there, even if he doesn't necessarily hit.
Mark Simon, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk next week, 3:48, same time, same channel, 105.7 FM The Fan.
You got it.
That's Mark Simon joining us from Sports Info Solutions here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.